virtues, characteristic of the love capital of life that we always associate with the church. When at one time one spoke the word Catholic, it evoked exactly that kind of reverence of life in which piety was meant to be shared. It was almost a kind of fear. And in truth, that's what promise fear of all, timor mori. A humble, a meek, a charitable, a patient, exercising all those virtues which God has exercised and to which the church calls us. All things who are oftentimes independent and egocentric selves today, very difficult times today. And we know well we live in a time of gross irreverence, gross boorishness. Pride, the self-wanting, self-promoting, self-esteeming. It's almost a mockery for us blindly to hear St. Paul's letters with our ears so full of noise. And so much time taken up with vulgarity of modern language. Sometimes wishing that a remedial course to propose counteracts impiety. So we may begin to live once again in reverent manner of life that used to be nearly synonymous with Catholicism. We ask ourselves the question, is it irretrievable? Can we regain this? Of course we can. In a like manner, we have the sublime words of our Lord in the Gospel. Thou shalt call the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
It's hard. grace in the human heart. This is the body of work.